It is in their shoes. We're still at the Farmers Arms. Pleasure to be here. I've got Phil Blundell, I've got Dan Austin, I've got Teza Simakulwa, and I've got Paul Senior, who are all, have got teams, they've had teams, they've been working through this. Let's see where they've ended up. First and foremost is Phil Blundell, and Phil has the pleasure of being Crystal Palace. Phil, it's an interesting one, a different result in the FA Cup final, it's a different journey. What are you doing with Crystal Palace?
Yeah, it changes a lot, that game, because it gives Crystal Palace a guaranteed seven more games than they're used to, sort of, this side of January. Twice a week football, again, something they're not used to. And it's a real challenge for a lot of the players, so it's a season of consolidation and a level of just trying to maintain a level of consistency. And you know, there is a bit of a joke about Crystal Palace coming 12th, but I think what their goal is basically is to not drop off, kick on a little bit, maybe have another go at Europe. I think the League Cup is probably going to be one of those where they're just going to have to sort of go, well, that's not for us this season, and bin it off. And the FA Cup, they can reevaluate when they've seen what they're doing in the Europa League, because they're going to get two rounds of the FA Cup, one round of the FA Cup. At the back end of the Europa League group stage, they'll be able to sort of work out exactly what they are.
Would a good season for you, Phil, look like 12th in the Premier League and maybe get out the group stage in the
I think you've got to think that Crystal Palace will get out of the group stage.
Just 24's
not hard, especially when you know you look at the players they've got.
But I mean, the addition of the extra games is a massive challenge
it's hugely so
if they can maintain where they always finish.
What I'm sort of going to do is not encourage a sort of burning points. And I know one thing Crystal Palace have done really well last year is just play well against the good teams, but emphasise that Crystal Palace's season is about taking as many points as you can off the bottom 10, and if it makes sense to sort of make changes against the top teams and sort of potentially write the game off the back of a European away, you sort of have to do it. I don't think teams of this ilk do that enough. Sort of one thing I've always been really annoyed at is teams will play a third round League Cup game against Chesterfield. I know they're not in the Football League. No, they are in the Football League, it's fine. They play a third round, they make six changes against Chesterfield. Then they play Manchester City away on the Sunday. They play a full strength team and they lose 4-0. And they try the hardest and it's the wrong way around. It's pointless. That's the type of thing that these teams should be looking at. So I'm going to basically say that it's all right losing big games off the back of European games, because European games have got to be the priority. The money's good. There's, you know, it's not likely, but there is a chance that Crystal Palace could win that competition. You know, they are a good team, they'll have some of the best players in the competition by default, and what they need to do is go and have a little bit of a go at it, get to the last 16, see where you are. There's the manager will be staying, obviously. I think he's very good. You have to fight off a bit of competition from some of the German teams, but I think the main one interested him been Leipzig, and I think that's a bit of a poison chalice at the minute. It just doesn't feel quite the job it was maybe 2 or 3 years ago, when they were sort of getting the brightest and best young coaches, you know, like Marco Rosa and Tedesco.
Well,
they've got no Europe this season as well, exactly. So that's the thing.